take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you?
Morena, I'm very good. A bit damp, but yes. You know, that's okay.
It seems to be one of those mornings that everybody's popped into BFM dripping wet because they've all been caught out by the rain. But we're going to be cozy with a nice book today. What have you brought us?
Yes, for sure. I love this book. This is called Crying in H Mart, and it's by Michelle Zauner. And you might know her as the musician Japanese Breakfast.
Yes.
And this is an indie, how would you describe her music? Like indie pop?
Yeah, she kind of sits in like the pop rock wheelhouse. Yeah. I don't know. Her music's great. We have it on the playlist. People love her. She just seems like a bit of a genius across multiple genres.
She's so great. And she was living in Philadelphia, and she was in this band called Little Big League. And in late 2013, when she was only 25, she returned home to rural Oregon to care for her mother, who was dying of cancer. And so the music she wrote over the few years became the first Japanese Breakfast album,
right?
Psycho Pump. So Crying in H Mart sprung from a piece that Zauner wrote for The New Yorker in 2018 about caring for her mum and the food that flooded the memories of their relationship. So I just want to read the first paragraph.
Yeah, yes, please.
This piece is the beginning of the book, which really sets the tone for it. Ever since my mum died, I cry in H Mart. H Mart is a supermarket chain that specialises in Asian food. The H stands for Hanarum, a Korean phrase that roughly translates to one armful of groceries. H Mart is where parachute kids flock to find the brand of instant noodles that remind them of home. It's where Korean families buy rice cakes to make jokguk, the beef and rice cake soup that brings in the new year. It's the only place where you can find a giant vat of peeled garlic, because it's the only place that truly understands how much garlic you need for the kind of food your people eat. H Mart is freedom from the single aisle ethnic section in regular grocery stores. They don't prop Goya beans next to bottles of sriracha here. Instead, you'll likely find me crying in the banchan refrigerators, remembering the taste of my mum's soy sauce eggs and cold radish soup, or in the freezer section, holding a stack of dumpling skins, thinking of all the hours that mum and I spend in the kitchen table folding minced pork and chives into thin dough, sobbing near the dry goods, asking myself, am I even Korean anymore if there's no one left to call and ask which brand of seaweed we used to buy?
Oh,
that's
so
beautiful.
Sad. So she is half Korean, and her dad, her and her mum met in Korea and then moved back to America when she was a child. And her mum not being there anymore is that connection to such a strong part of her culture.
Totally.
But it's also a culture that she rejected when she was growing up, and it was a big part of this, you know, she just wanted to fit in and be more white and more like the other girls in her school. And even when she was growing up, she'd try and explain this to her mum, and her mum would be like, but you're American, you're not Korean. Like, even her mum didn't really see her.
Right.
So it really articulates that place that a mixed race kid would sit in. And what she articulates artfully is the complexity of a time that's so sorrowful and clutching onto that short time they have together, but also reflecting on the really difficult relationship they had when she was a teenager, which really, I think, really is a cultural barrier for the both of them.
Right, yeah.
Her mum says, I've never met anyone like you. So she describes travelling to Korea biannually and spending time with her mum's family, and then while her mum's dying, the people that came to stay with her trying to cook this food, but then it's the food that she knows was too spicy for her mum. But it's really trying to connect to her mum's memory.
Right.
And kind of clutch onto that before it goes. So her musical career is just in the background because everything's stopped.
So is this kind of, like, this is autobiographical, this whole book? Right.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah.
It like sets the foundations of what Japanese Breakfast has become without really saying that exactly.
Yeah.
Like, then I went to the studio and then I did this. There are mouth-watering descriptions of Korean food, and especially how mum's mother prepares the food for her in the days of preparation, how many ingredients. And can I read one more paragraph?
Yes,
I think. Okay, so My mother prepared for our reunions in her own way, marinating short rib 2 days before my arrival. She filled the fridge with my favourite side dishes and bought my favourite radish kimchi weeks in advance, leaving it out on the counter for a day so it was extra fermented and tart by the time I got home. Tender short rib, soused in sesame oil, sweet syrup and soda caramelised in the pan filled the kitchen with a rich smoky scent. My mother rinsed fresh red leaf lettuce and set it in the glass top coffee table in front of me, then brought the banchan, hard-boiled soy sauce eggs sliced in half, crunchy bean sprouts flavoured with scallions and sesame oil, doenjang jjigae with extra broth and jjongguk kimchi perfectly soured.
Yum. It's such an incredibly visceral description of food, isn't it?
Like, oh my god, I went straight.
You can smell it. I'm feeling hungry, you know.
I went straight to Bongani on Merrill Drive after reading this book by a favourite Korean restaurant. She's a really great writer. She's very articulate. And last week it was announced that Orion Pictures has bought the movie rights to Crying in H Mart.
That's awesome.
Yeah, to be produced by Stacey Shear and Jason Kim. So she'll be doing the music.
That's fantastic.
So it's awesome. All on. What a big year for her.
Yeah, huge year. And she's just released a fantastic record on top of all of that. I'm so keen to read this because, yeah, just even those little passages alone, they're so evocative of a whole world and a whole moment that I think a lot of people probably can relate to in varying different forms, and food being like the language that helps overcome certain difficulties or in relationships or in cultural spaces. It sounds like a beautiful book.
Yeah, it'll make you feel sad, it'll make you feel hungry, but in the best way. I don't think you'll regret it. And then, yeah, you'll have to listen to Jubilee.
Excellent, yeah. to get the whole vibe. We're going to listen to Be Sweet, which is the track you've picked for us this morning from that record.
It's so Madonna to me, 80s Madonna, and I bloody love it.
Thank you so much, Jenna. We'll see you next time.
See you.
Feel the night passing by like a mistake.
Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. That is from her new album, Jubilee. And thank you very much to Jenna, who brought in Michelle Zorner's new book, Crying in H Mart, which is a memoir about her mum and about food and grief and all those things kind of combined. And yes, Michelle Zorner is Japanese Breakfast. So very much looking forward to having a read of this one.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you very much.